One thing to note on this Thanksgiving Day is that the three of us are climbing Mount Vincent Massif. And in 1966, after a very strong team of American mountaineers and polar explorers made the first ascent of this mountain, it was named for a gentleman who had just retired. It was Carl G. Vinson, Georgia congressman who served for 50 years. He was an accomplished and influential, yet a humble man. This peak had been identified as the highest point in Antarctica during the International Geophysical Year, when the U.S. Navy made surveys of the across the continent, along with many other nations that were doing cooperative studies here. And I don't think people in Georgia or anywhere perhaps realize how significant it is that the highest point in the last continent to be explored was named for this gentleman while he was still alive. Back in Georgia just today, Tillman Sneed, an entire group of Vincent family who are at a Vincent family reunion that's done biannually, is awaiting a call from us. We will make that call. Retired Captain Woodrow Vaughn, U.S. Navy, is proud of this ascent we're doing at Vinson, because it was 1964 when he graduated in Annapolis that Carl G. Vinson gave the commencement address to that esteemed group of Annapolis graduates. Who could have imagined all of these years later that Woodrow Vaughn and Martin and I are honored to be with him, would be making an ascent of this mountain named for Carl G. Vinson in the wilds of Antarctica.